I'm not going to do like my daddy did. And it can be done. In Numbers 32, verse 23, but if you fail to do this, you'll be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out. Folks, nobody, take it to the bank, nobody gets away with sin. Somebody's going to pay the price. And if it won't break your heart that you pay the price, the Lord may have the next generation or the next generation pay the price. Because the sins of the fathers pass to the third and fourth generation of those that hate him. In Galatians 6, 7 again, I want to read this because so many Christians think as long as I confess it, there's everything's done. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, and that's what David did. He wanted her, he took her. He knew it was sin, he didn't care. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. We need to be ever so careful here. A certain young man lived in a town with his mother, and the mother was a believer, and she prayed for her son every day, but her son just kept on in rebellion. So she would pray for him fervently that he would come to his senses and change his ways. Every time she heard that he had done something terrible, she had a heart on the inside of her closet door, and the heart, she would take a nail every time she heard he did something, she would drive it into the heart. Eventually, that son came to his senses and repented of his sin, and he went to his mother. And he explained to her what he had done. He had received Christ. He had been forgiven for all of his sins. He says, isn't it wonderful, mother? And her mother said, yes, it's wonderful. I want to show you something. And so she took him to the closet, opened the door, and there was this big red heart with 20, 40 nails in it. And the son said, well, mother, now that I've repented, can't we just pull the nails out? And the mother said, sure. Go ahead and pull the nails out. So he pulled all the nails out, and he said, mother, as I look at this heart, I still see it punctured. The nails are gone, but it's a broken heart. And she said, that's exactly the way it is, son. What you've done will never go away. My heart is still broken over the wasted years. Some of you have children that have wasted 10 years, 20 years of their lives. Chasing after this world, it's gone. You can't get those years back. No matter how much you confess, no matter how much you repent, those years are gone. Absalom had all the potential in the world as a young man. Let me just mention this. If you were in a boat out in the lake and you saw a young man with a bag of gold, I mean, it's so heavy he can hardly hold it up, and he's got it over the water and he's about to drop it, you'd say, don't waste your treasure. Young people, older people, do you understand your life is the treasure? The money isn't the treasure. It's your life. And so many people are literally wasting their lives. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 4, here's a little bit of good news. Even a dad that's not walking with the Lord, there is some good news. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. But here's the good news. Showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. I just did a funeral yesterday for a lady lived up in the Coleman area. She was a Christian woman, loved the Lord, husband loved the Lord. They raised their children for the Lord's glory, and I talked to one of her nieces, and she said, we can trace our family line of Christian, 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 not perfect people, but godly people, all the way back to the 1200s. Folks, do you realize that if you live for the Lord, all of us fall short from time to time. I'm not saying a perfect life because nobody can. But if you really actively decide, I'm going to walk with the Lord, you know how many generations you're going to bless? People will look back maybe to you as the starter in the family of the Christian walk. Do Do you know there hasn't been 1,000 generations yet on the earth? Your life can affect every generation to come if you'll simply decide, I'm going to live for the Lord. Older folks that are here, we got quite a few older folks. You can say, I'm retirement age. But I want to tell you something. Don't ever retire, refire. You've still got years left. You can still serve your Lord. You can affect not only your family, but other families. In Jonah chapter 2, verse 8, it says, those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. Folks, this world's full of idols. There are so many things you can chase after in your older years. Pleasure, just relaxing, golfing every day. I love to golf, but I don't think I can handle it every day. But there are things you can just fill your life with that don't do anything for anybody. Or you can decide, with whatever years I have left, I'm going to actively serve my Lord by serving my family, my friends, my church. I'm going to be active to do what's right. David decided he was going to enjoy the good life. He was done with the Lord's battles. He was done with this, done with that. I'm going to chase after what I want now. Folks, as soon as you do that, you better realize the cost you're going to pay. Everybody thought Absalom was going to be great, but Absalom chased the things of this world. Look at Matthew 6, verse 33. Here's what daddies and mamas and future daddies and mamas ought to be seeking with all your heart. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. We need to look to put first things first in our lives. Actively seeking God's kingdom and God's righteousness is going to bless you now and your family for generations to come. It's because we get sidetracked. There are so many things Satan offers in this world that'll completely sidetrack you from serving your Lord with all your heart and all your soul. Don't get caught up in it. Refuse it and reject it. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I fought the good fight. This is the Apostle Paul's finishing sentences here. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all them who long for his appearing. Recently, I read a story about a young man that had drowned in a river. And they couldn't identify the body. And so they put it in the news. Anybody that's lost a son, please write a letter, contact this place. 3,200 fathers wrote a letter. Isn't that amazing? 3,200 fathers that had lost a son wrote a letter wondering if that was their boy. Folks, there are children wandering through this life doing all kinds of things that ought never to be done because before the child got lost in sin, the fathers did. We need to be on our knees before our God, asking him to search our hearts, to know our hearts' wicked thoughts, and to cleanse them. Because if we don't, it's going to affect our family. David wept, O Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom. Folks, you don't want a broken heart, don't do it. The Bible says that all of us are rebellious sons, but our Lord loved us enough to die for us. A dad really, in essence, can't die for his son. But a heavenly father can, and he did. In John 8:44, it says, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of lies. Rebellion, which Absalom did in response to David's own rebellion, Rebellion is following Satan, that you're going to have your way no matter what. Satan knows exactly what God the Father wants, but Satan isn't going to do it. Cain knew exactly what God wanted him to do, but Cain didn't do it. You have the same choices. In John 10:10, it tells us why the devil keeps coming to us, tempting us to do wrong. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. You get to choose who you're going to serve. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You can follow Satan if you want. You can chase after all the things of this world if you want. But as a hospice chaplain, I can tell you the truth. No man, no woman I've ever talked to has said, man, I wish I had worked more. I wish I would have got more. I wish I would have had a better car, a better house. That's not what they talk about one bit. I wish I had been a better dad. I wish I had been a better mother. I wish I would have spent more time with my children. Folks, it's so important. If you've got children, if you've got grandchildren, this is the time to be with them. This is the time to influence them for Christ's sake. In John chapter 1, verse 10, it says, he, talking about Jesus, was in the world. And though the world through him was made, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. Let me ask you, hopefully you've got a daddy that you still love, a daddy that's still alive. I know many of us, our dads are in heaven, our grandpas and grandmas are all in heaven or past. Don't know where some of them are. But I want to tell you the truth. If you've got a human father still alive, today's a day, great day to tell him how much you love him. If you've got kids, today's a great day to decide that I am going to live with all my heart, with all my soul, for God's kingdom and for God's righteousness. Because you are going to affect your kids and your grandkids, for good or for evil. The choice is yours. If you'll live for the Lord now, you're going to be blessing future generations. You are planting the seeds for what's going to happen in your children and grandchildren's lives. Wouldn't it be wonderful if your grandpa and your dad had planted better seeds? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we did it now? It's our turn. This is our generation. We get to affect what's going to happen to the next generation. I just pray for you, dads and grandpas, that these remaining years, I've only got probably 20 at the most. That's my guess. I'm going to be 75 here in just the next week. 20 years make me 95. I don't know if I'm going to make that or not. Nobody in my family has, but that's kind of the outreach of it. That's not very long, is it? You stop and think, just since January, here we are the last part of June, where did it go? Wow. Boom, that quick. But these next years, I don't want to just sit idly by. I hope you don't either. I'm not saying don't go take a vacation. I'm not saying don't go someplace else. But I'm saying wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep God's kingdom and God's righteousness first. Because you're not just affecting just your family. We all affect far more. This is an opportunity. Don't just retire and quit. Retire and get busy. There is so much in the kingdom of God that needs doing. And nobody has more time right now than our older generation. We can touch more lives than we ever have. Choice is yours. What kind of seeds are you planting? Because you're going to reap. I want to reap with joy. I don't know about you. I don't want a broken heart. I want to rejoice. Father, so grateful for your word. So grateful, Lord, for the opportunities you hold before us. Father, none of us are perfect and none of us are going to be perfect in this life. But, oh, Lord, we can be so much better. put it into each of our hearts to want to be the men, the women that are going to glorify you, that are going to make a difference for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and their children. Father, make us a blessing for 1,000 generations. And Lord, we'll be sure to give you the praise today in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We're going to sing number 118, Faith of Our Fathers. And if you didn't have a dad that has saving faith, you're not alone. As far as I know, my dad never received the Lord. I hope he did. I witnessed to him several times. I hope before he passed, he did. But you can be that first generation. If when your children sing this song, they'll be able to see, yep, that's my dad. I hope you're a man of faith. So one